Blog Talk Radio.
Academy. So pleased to be speaking with you today. We have a lot to cover. We're going to be talking about Twitter and its usefulness for home health companies, which is very specific, but you know, there's a lot of really great tips here and things that you should consider if you are a company in the healthcare industry at large, really. So there's going to be lots of great tips and reasons why you should join Twitter. So make sure that you tune into our show. We have only 15 minutes to go through quite a lot of information, so I really want to make sure that we cover everything that we want to. So if you're just listening to the Social Marketing Academy for the first time, I want to just say welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. You can listen to our show. We go we go out and do a show 5 days a week. So there's 5 shows a week that you can find, and every single show is 15 minutes, and we specialize on social media marketing and online marketing topics. So if that is something that interests you, or, hey, is it something that might interest one of your colleagues or other your business associates, make sure to share our information with them. You can find out more about the Social Marketing Academy on our iTunes page. Go to iTunes and the iTunes Store and type in the Social Marketing Academy, and bam, you are ready to go. And also, if you go to the Social Marketing Academy is brought to you by the Go Agency, which is my online marketing agency. You can find us online at www.thegoagencyusa.com. What we do basically at the Go Agency, just so you know, if you're a first-time listener, we do lots of different online marketing services for your company, whether it be small or large, business-to-business, business-to-consumer, whatever. We handle a lot of different things. We're social media specialists, but we also do website design, blog design. We do blog writing, content curation, content marketing, graphic design, and a whole lot more. So if you'd like to find out more, visit us online at www.thegoagencyusa.com, or you can call us directly on 866-926-2636. That's toll-free, 866-926-2636. So that's pretty much everything about the Social Marketing Academy and the Go Agency. So let's go into today's show. Obviously, if you've been listening, we do at the Go Agency, we tend to focus a lot on the healthcare industry, which I enjoy, but we also handle a lot of other different clients. I'd like to really focus the next few shows that we have on the healthcare industry in order to help those of you in specific roles of marketing roles or sales roles or whatever at these organizations can really help grow your agencies, your companies, whatever, your practices, into the companies that you really were hoping that they would become this year, so we can really help you meet your goals. So what I want to focus on first is, you know, home health companies. We've been speaking with a lot of home health companies lately, and home health companies have not really been focusing so much of their efforts on Twitter. There's been a lot of focus on Facebook, as there is across the board, and that we'll cover that more on the next show, kind of just how to make Facebook work a little bit better for your agency. But and also LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn, everyone loves LinkedIn, so there's a lot of activity there. People are, you know, the owners of the home health companies are there. Registered on LinkedIn, maybe not doing as much as they should, but they're there, they understand the value, so they've registered accounts. But Twitter, they're just nowhere to be found. Now, I think that Twitter is one of those confusing sites that a lot of people tend to back off on. Now, a couple things that you should know about Twitter is, number one, Twitter is going to be making some major changes over the next few months and probably the next year or so to make the whole platform more intuitive and easier to use for anybody. And I'm not just saying anybody, like power users such as myself who are on there every single day, like me and my team, are, but users that are brand new. So if you get on, it's going to be much easier for you to use. It's going to be easier for you to brand yourself effectively, and a lot of other good things. So as time marches on, you will find that Twitter is going to be more easy, you know, more easier. Oh, my gosh. English class is going to be easier for you to use. Now, what you need to know about Twitter for your home health company, you're thinking, okay, well, what am I going to do? You know, I'm looking for patients. You know, my patients, they're not going to be on there because they're just, maybe they're too old. Maybe they are too sick. Maybe they don't understand Twitter either. We've asked some of our friends, we've asked some people at a networking meeting, and nobody uses Twitter. Okay, this is where I start getting irritated because the court of public opinion is never going to be high on things that people don't understand. So people might say, instead of saying, well, you know what, I really don't understand how it works. You know, if I could figure out a way of using it, that I would definitely be interested in learning more, but I really don't know what I'm doing on Twitter or what you know, how it works. Yeah, how many people are going to say that? They're going to say, oh, it doesn't work, because they don't want to look, you know, like they're not savvy online. They don't understand everything. Because if you've noticed this with certain members of your audience or people that you network with, if someone doesn't know how to do something, most likely they'll just put it down. So what I'm going to tell you is that you have to make up your own mind on a lot of these things because this is not advertising. So, for example, if a magazine's been around within the home health industry for, let's say, 25, 30 years, it's an old stalwart. It's been, everyone reads it. It's a must-have. So you go to a home health marketing conference and you start asking people about, you know, have you placed an ad in that magazine? What do you think? How do you find it? That's a different conversation than Twitter. Why? Because Twitter's new. I mean, it's been around for, you know, quite a few years, but it's still relatively new as opposed to, you know, print advertising, penny saver advertising, television advertising, PR, you know, all of that, all of those good things, networking. So this is a new medium. So you have to kind of judge it on your own merits. How's it going to work for your business? So let's talk about what Twitter specifically can do for your home health company. Obviously, if you are, like I said, and I say in every single show, you know, you always have to really set forth your goals and your plans for growth. For any given year. So we're talking outside of online, just overall business goals that you want to really achieve. Then what you do is you assign different marketing pieces of the marketing mix to these goals to help achieve them, correct? So this is the same thing with the Twitter scenario. You just need to know what kind of outcomes that you could possibly receive. Now, I'm speaking from experience. I'm not going and talking high-level, general things that you might be able to achieve, possibly. These are things that you can definitely achieve with a social media strategy, and these are things that we achieve for our home health companies at the Go Agency with our social media campaigns. What you can do is, number one, you can get in front of the decision makers for your potential clients. So, for example, if someone needs home health and they're dealing with a caregiver, and the caregiver is going to be making those decisions for the person, or they have a guardian, whatever, you'll be able to reach those people on Twitter. Now, let me make this a little clearer. Let's just talk. This is just one aspect of it. So, for example, your patient may not be on Twitter, but somebody in their network just might. So, and the odds are, more likely, the more people you add into a mix when you're trying to do a percentage, you're going to get a more likelihood that someone's going to be using Twitter on there. So what you can do is, if you're thinking, you know, a lot of these people that are caring for, you know, either their parents or maybe one of their children or what have you, you know, a lot of members of the sandwich generation are on Twitter. And this is tends to be a sweet spot for a lot of home health companies. So if you're trying to get into the boomer market, the sandwich generation, what have you, these people are on Twitter and they're looking for great information. So you can find people very easily by looking at hot topics that are on Twitter. And you can go and follow topics. You can do searches. You can look for large publications that are within your geographic area. So maybe you're just a local home health company in Kansas City. And, well, you can find Kansas City publications, groups, and more that are around the topics that you deal with. So maybe you deal with, I don't know, I can't think of a home health service just off the top of my head, but you deal with some sort of home health. You're dealing with 60 to 70-year-olds females. Well, there'll be some sort of way that you can do a search on Twitter, because there's great searches that you can do on Twitter and great third-party tools that will help you search even better on Twitter. So these will help you find these people. So you're able to do that. Also, you're able to look at your competition, which is another really great thing, to see if they're on there. And also, you can check out who's following them. You can see what the demographics of their list are like, because everything is wide open and easy to see. You know, it's a public medium. So there's no secrets. There's no, anything, locked behind closed doors. It's very, very wide open. Also, say that you're expanding very quickly, which is a great problem, right? But still a problem. And you need to find more staff, whether it be office staff or people to deliver your services. Twitter is another great way to get out announcements to large people that will go viral and get shared quite a bit, so you can find those staff members. Again, finding staff members, something that we've done for our clients using Twitter, home health companies for Twitter, and also looking into finding members of the target market to get them to follow our home health company we are representing on Twitter. We've done that successfully time and time again, and not in the tens and the 20s, in the thousands. So these are opportunities that are real to you as well. Another great way of doing it is that you can put out information on Twitter in real time that will be shared. Now, the thing with Twitter is that people tend to share quite a bit if the content's good. So if you're putting the right hashtags around the right keywords and you're sharing helpful information to those people out there that are in really dire straits, because those are the people that are going to, if you cannot leave your house to get care, you're at a big disadvantage. So what other disadvantage can those members of your target market come up against? And I know you know the answer. So you can share information to help people better their lives that are in the situation. And this just makes you look credible. It gets you more visibility, and it makes you look savvy. And if you get all of your branding right, you have your branding right, you're putting out consistent content. Again, that's another show, but we're just talking about the value of Twitter. You're getting your content out there. You're getting it shared. You're putting out job offers. You're putting out speaking engagements or that your company owner's going to do at a local clinic, or you're going to a networking event and you're going to, talk about that on Twitter as well. There's just a lot of opportunities, and this is just scratching the surface. Obviously, you do need a strategy. This is not just throw some crap against the wall and see what sticks. What we really want to do is we really want to put together a marketing strategy for your company that supports what goals that you want to achieve in the year, as well as what other ways that you're marketing your business, so that everything can kind of jive together. So if you're a home health company, please check out Twitter. There's obviously not a lot of information out there for especially home health companies in terms of how to make all of your Twitter dreams come true. But at the Go Agency, we do help home health companies make sense of Twitter, as well as Facebook, LinkedIn, and all the rest. So if you need help, please feel free to give us a call on 866-926-2636. Again, you can call the Go Agency toll-free at 866-926-2636, or just check us out online, www.thegoagencyusa.com. Again, folks, check us out on iTunes if you've missed any other shows. On upcoming shows, we're going to be talking about the medical industry in Facebook and LinkedIn. So make sure to tune in for those episodes. They'll be coming up very soon. And, again, thank you so much. Share this with anybody that you think would find this information useful. And we'll be talking to you again real soon on the Social Marketing Academy. Have a great day, everyone.